Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey there, Kay.
How are you?
Oh, pretty great. And you?
I'm fine. Are you ready for the Thanksgiving show? The Friendsgiving show.
Friendsgiving, yes.
Here on the Derek K Show. You ready?
I am totally ready.
All right. Well, what is so exciting about today's show? What do we got to talk about?
We've got a Florida mayor sued for trying to pay a fine in $4,000 in coins. Talk about that in the weird news.
All right. We're going to find out why a veterinarian doesn't want you to scare your cat with a cucumber.
Oh, that video. I love that video. Oh, okay.
There's been some warnings out there.
Oh, I thought it looked... Okay, we're going to have to talk all about that. I'm excited for that. Florida woman falls asleep in a grease dumpster without her pants on. Talk about that in the weird news.
Okay. Is once a week in the sack good enough to maintain a marriage or a relationship?
That's interesting.
We'll find out later in the show.
Hey now!
Let's see. here's a condo board that wants to track down pets' DNA to find out who is pooping on their lawn. Pooper traders, you might say.
Really? And finally.
Finally!
Find out what leads to a longer life. How sending a love note can get you charged for sexual harassment, and what happens when you shoot an ice cream truck. All that and more.
Okay, I'm interested.
Coming up on this week's Friendsgiving show on the Derek and Kay Show. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Gobble, gobble.
All right, here we go.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is fun.
La 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 la.
Hits you hard, bro.
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Not to worry. Condiments may be licked, not washed, off the fingers.
Ew.
Don't eat bits of bun on your plate.
Eat it all.
Oh boy, now we're gonna have fun.
Hey now.
Yeah, baby.
We love Derek K. Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school with the beautiful, beautiful Kay, the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
The yogurt-covered almonds that I was eating were very distracting.
Oh, those are some good nuts.
They taste a little bit like they have alcohol in them.
Oh, no, they're not like that.
But I'm sure they're not like that.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is November 22nd, 2015.
Can't believe it.
And 15. this is episode...
episode is this?
230, I do believe.
Is it?
Yeah, we're over a quarter of a million listens and growing.
Holy fuck.
And did I already say this? We are the most professional and unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
Nope, you can say it now.
Damn lying, you know it.
Very good, very good. And I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
Sweet.
And standing right across from me is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Vika.
I'll throw you an easy one.
Yes.
Speaking of last night.
Uh-huh.
I am Obama Snow.
Okay, that's good.
Vika.
So that's a Pokemon, and that's... I'm still not clear what that Pokemon does. It's like a tornado of snow.
Yeah. And, it's like a combination grass and ice type, I think. Which is a crazy, insane combination.
Yep,
why would you do that?
That makes sense. There's all kinds of like...
It's like weak to so many things. It's like ridiculous. Oh. Like you were going to try to fight with that Pokemon, good luck. If you win, I guess you have a lot to be proud of. It's like fighting with Pichu. Anyway, DKRadioShow.com is our website. Go there for really old stuff, updates. I think the last time you posted there was like last year. Maybe it might even be 2014.
I think it is. Yeah, I think it's true.
Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Follow us on the Vine where we post Revines, I guess. And we are now live on Periscope. So if you have the Periscope app, you can see me drinking tea. That seems unfair somehow. Well, we'll turn it to Derek in a minute. Anyway,
Periscope up.
Periscope up. And if you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, you can call 2416.
Hey there.
Classic times. I was very close to saying the last four digits of my own phone number, my personal phone number.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Well, it's a good thing we didn't give that out again.
You know why? It's because of the four six. Because I get confused.
Uh-huh.
So it's 661-467-2416. All right, we got Megan navigating the Periscope now.
That's good. That's just like the first time we had it.
Varied views. Oh, hello to whoever's in there.
One person.
We are broadcasting live on Periscope, so you can see what we look like and, and all that.
Boy, this is fascinating.
Who knows whether or not this is a good idea?
Hey there.
Okay. So how are you doing today?
Pretty great.
Are you all feeling better from last night? Feeling like a winner? Feeling like a champion?
Oh, that is true. Yes.
Not that the listeners are going to understand.
Ready?
What that means.
The winner is
Derek Kalish.
Congratulations.
Yes. So we were playing Super Smash Brothers. Wii U, I guess you'd say, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they're calling it now. Mm-hmm. And And yet again, I'm trying to find the old music. I don't have the new one.
The new music is kind of exciting.
It is exciting, yeah.
But the old music is good too. But it's an old school fighting game. But you can make all the Nintendo franchise characters fight with each other. And
sweet!
It's very exciting. So Peach on Mario, Luigi on Pikachu.
All that good stuff.
So Yoshi on, Zelda. So it's pretty exciting. RJ Gumby says, hi, Megan.
Oh.
Are you feeding the Periscope the pumpkin seeds?
Oh, that's very nice.
The pepitas? So we played that last night till like 11:30.
Mm-hmm. It was long.
Till Tom fell asleep.
It was going on for quite a while.
It was. And we ordered $76 worth of Chinese food. I have never placed a delivery order for nearly that much money.
It's a lot, but it's good. And we got the fake chicken. I've got some extra in the fridge.
I had some for lunch today.
Oh, did you? It was good, right?
Sure did. Yeah, it's very good. It's kind of a very strange, spongy texture.
Yeah, it always has.
But, I mean, it's not bad. It's, good. It's kind of got, a chickeny texture, which is very strange. Like, what's up with that?
I do like it.
It's very tasty. I like that it has a little broccoli in it.
The broccoli's got a good crunch.
Have you tried any of the other vegetarian, like meat things aside from the Kung Pao?
There?
They got
broccoli. There it is.
Make it spicy. They never make it spicy at Mandarin. Oh,
no.
Here comes Theo in the Periscope. Cat in the Periscope. By the way, I really like the crab rangoon.
Yeah, you really did.
I was chowing down on it. Last time we got the crab rangoon, because we got it with the poo-poo platter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reminded how good the crab rangoon actually is. And it's probably like the worst thing you can eat. Okay. It's filled with cream cheese and a little bit of crab. Maybe it might even be imitation crab. Might not even be real crab.
And it's got the fried goodness, which
yeah. And
which
it's
is really
fried.
Good.
It's fried. And it's in a fried wonton. That's amazing. It's so good.
That's all you need.
And you dip it in the sweet sauce, and the chicken's fingers, those are good.
Right. There's chicken's fingers. We also had the, what else we have?
We had the lo mein, the vegetable lo mein.
The lo mein, and then we had the scallion pancakes.
Yeah, scallion pancakes and the vegetable fried rice.
We already mentioned fried rice.
Fried rice. You know what? Sometimes if I'm really stuck for a meal, fried rice is up there in easiness.
Yeah, that's a great quick dish because you got the vegetables, you got the rice, and then you got a little bit of egg, right?
So yeah,
you
protein. Yeah, you put the egg in there.
And it's a nice quick thing. I do like that too.
Mm. Panda Express isn't really Chinese food, is it?
I don't know. I've never been there.
I've been.
Is that a chain?
Yeah. It's usually in the mall,
Oh, it's a real thing.
Yeah. But it used to be at Copley. I mean, or a Heinz Convention Center, you know, like, not Heinz Convention Center, but, you know, like the like Prudential Center down in downtown Boston.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But, you know, yep. They removed the whole food court from the Prudential.
Oh, is that gone now?
Yeah.
Is that where...
That S is gone, baby, gone. There ain't no more food court. Instead, they replaced it with some vending machines from Star Market.
Oh.
I've never heard that whole song.
I've never heard that part either. Wow, that seems really sad. Is that where... There was the donut place, Krispy Kreme, that's gone.
That was like a million years ago.
Yeah. I still hold on to that, like, yay, they're
how
here.
How long ago and then was it that was just that gone. Happened? Wasn't that like 2005 or something?
It seems, I don't know.
It was a while ago. I admit that might have been 10 years ago. I think Megan wants to get on the show.
She's got the headphones on.
And she's in front of a mic. She looks like she wants to talk.
RJ Gumby says, hi, Megan.
Hi, RJ Gumby. I actually remember a trip to... Krispy Kreme, very late one night. I think it was at Wellington Station.
Oh,
somewhere
down.
On the Orange Line, and we.
Oh, Krispy Kreme. Yeah. I think is it Medford or Yeah, I know. I think I know exactly what you're talking about. It's near the Orange Line.
Yeah, I went on this trip with a bunch of other people who were really excited that it had appeared.
Wait, the Krispy Kreme, wasn't it in Somerville? Like,
yeah, somewhere.
Is it Malden or Medford or something like that? Right on the Orange Line.
I don't know. I feel like it might have been on the Orange Line somewhere.
You know, by near Cappy's, you know?
Yes, that's exactly where it is.
Yeah.
I have no idea where that is.
Yeah, if you go past Sullivan, one or two more stops past that. Wellington, I think.
Oh, I never get off there.
Yeah, I don't either, except this one time we went on a donut quest. So we stood in front of the windows and watched them all get dipped in, and one by one by one, and we finally got our perfect donut. It was just so delicious, but you could only eat one, you know?
Yeah,
but it gets way too full.
So
it's pretty
rich.
Intense.
But we got a bunch and we brought them all the way back to the house. I lived in a place with 20 people in one big old house.
Oh, that's intense.
And we had heard you microwave it for only 4 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like more than
that.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
We couldn't convince them that 4 seconds was the right amount. And so they kept trying 14 or 10. And
uh-oh.
It really was that 4 was the magic number because they wanted to be a little warm, but not too warm, not too
yeah. Yeah, you
burn
got
your tongue-ish.
Yeah, you can't have it too hot.
Yeah, that was my one experience with Krispy Kreme.
I get Krispy Kreme brought back to me every time my husband goes to like Mohegan Sun.
Nice,
because that is the closest.
That's
Krispy
the closest
Kreme
one?
To Boston.
Yeah, we
is freaking Connecticut.
As we say on the show, we lost Krispy Kreme. We had them and we lost them. Such a good donut, but I think it's much better than Dunkin' Donuts or Drunken Grownups, as we say.
Well, I mean, I don't think. See, here's my feelings about the Krispy Kreme donuts. I love the glazed donuts, but everything else they offer, like all the rest of the donuts, I do not care for because it's just like, I feel like it's all the same thing trying to be glazed, but it's not glazed. Mm-hmm. Like they do a really great glazed donut, but like they also sell like a Boston cream donut and like a jelly and like other flavors and like chocolate frosted. I'm like, I don't want any part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me the glazed donut. You do that well, great. But Dunkin' Donuts, I like the variety.
I see. They have a strange combination. Like they have the Reese's or something like that, or the Peeps. I remember we were talking about that.
Oh, the Peep
around
donuts.
Easter.
Yeah,
that's a Peep real.
Donuts?
That's a real.
Yes,
strange.
There was donuts.
Oh, I've
there
never
were,
heard of that.
There were donuts with like there would be like one Peep stuck on it.
On it or
yeah,
in it?
On it.
That'd be really disturbing if you bit into a donut and there was a Peep in the middle.
No, it was like, it was on it. And I was like, I mean, I don't like Peeps to begin with unless they've been aged and they got hard and then I'll eat them. But if they're not aged, I don't have anything to do with a Peep. Peep rabbit, Peep duck, Peep, you know, Peep whatever. Because they make Peep everything now. They make like Halloween Peeps and Christmas Peeps.
Yep.
Do they make Thanksgiving Peeps?
Probably.
I don't know.
Hold on.
I bet. Okay, we're going to take a look.
But Kay, you had donuts at your wedding.
Oh, that's
I did.
Right.
But
that's
they weren't
point.
Glazed donuts. They were like other interesting things.
No, they were like delicious donuts. They were like the what were they? They were the apple cider
place?
Donuts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
The I had the did I have the strawberry ones?
No.
You had the vanilla.
I wanted the strawberry ones and then like got voted down by Eve.
Vanilla bourbon.
Vanilla.
And
the salted
bourbon.
Mm-hmm. Vanilla and the salted bourbon caramel.
Yummy.
That is the shiznit. And the chocolate.
That's good. Yeah,
yes.
It's good.
I did want the strawberry. I should have just gotten the strawberry. I wanted that. I wanted it. I called and changed it. and one in the strawberry. Okay, so for the record, there are... Wait, are there Thanksgiving Peeps? Peeps by... Oh, Shop by Holiday. Peeps and Company. Wow, they got a whole website here. Yep, they looks like they're... Well, there's candy corn dipped marshmallow Peeps. Caramel apple Peeps. Pumpkin spice Peeps.
Oh, there it is.
No. That doesn't sound good at all.
So it doesn't look really like there's Halloween Peeps. I mean, Thanksgiving Peeps. Looks like there's all like fall Peeps, you know?
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
There are Peeps plushies, though. You can have it. You can get a 16-inch shaggy plush Peeps bunny if you want for $19.99.
How do you make a Peep shaggy? It just sounds like a...
I don't know. Some, they give it a little more hair.
Experience. Wouldn't want to have.
It doesn't look that shaggy. A hairy Peep. It just looks like a giant stuffed Peep.
Or is it that like fuzz? Like that, you know how those animals have like that hard fuzz? But they're like a hard, it's not like a soft, stuffed animal. It's kind of like a hard, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a hard animal and then it's got that little like short fuzz.
I don't know what you're talking about. No.
I think I had one of those when I was a kid.
Like an actual cat? That had short fur.
Yeah, but it's like hard, you know? Like you can knock on it and it's hard.
Well, that's some old candy.
That the pet is hard?
It could be old candy too.
That's really old.
Sometimes the candy.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you're talking about. But it's like, does it have like a velvet?
Yeah, kind of like that. You know what I'm saying about?
Yeah, but that's not something you cuddle.
No, it's hard.
It's like little.
Mm-hmm.
It's even like this big.
Yeah, I just.
Why do they even make those things?
I just thought that's how a peep would look. Good, like look if you had one that's not edible.
No, the little stuffed animal Peep is actually kind of cute. I kind of want one. What's going on with the Periscope?
Okay.
I kind of want the stuffed Peep, but I don't want the pumpkin spice Peep. But I kind of am curious about the caramel apple Peep. And it's just like the plain Peeps too, not like the bunny Peeps. But the bunny Peeps are pretty cute. But I don't like the ghost Peeps. You know, like,
yeah.
I just don't. So speaking of weird products, I saw, I was watching daytime TV this week.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
When you watch, it's kind of depressing, I think.
A little bit. I was watching Maury, right? Uh-huh. And, because now Maury used to have like different topics on, but now it's just all about like, who's the father,
you know,
like you're not the father. Like it's just DNA results, like the whole show.
Uh-huh.
And during the show, they play these weird, like, as seen on TV commercials for those products.
Some of the ads are very just kind of disturbing, like kind of depressing.
The one that stopped me in my tracks was the Roto Clipper. We have got to play the ad on the show. Can we look that up real quick?
Okay.
The Roto Clipper.
By the way, I've got a YouTube video we got to go to.
Oh, really?
Point. Yeah.
Because the Roto Clippers ad made many things clear to me. So it's Roto Clipper. Yeah, it's gonna be it can make you feel it made me feel come some kind
Roto,
of way.
Roto.
No, whoops. One T. Yeah.
Roto.
Clipper. There you go.
Okay.
It's magnetic?
What's going on? Yeah, it's magnetic.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, uh-oh. Yeah.
Uh oh. Official commercial.
Yes, official commercial. Let's watch it. We don't
what?
It's not
what is this?
It's a nail cutter. Let's you don't need the visual, you just have to listen to the message.
Okay. Here we go.
When your grip is starting to slip, handling nail clippers can be tough. Clip too closely and ouch!
Oh,
introducing
no.
Introducing the amazing new Roto
what?
Clipper. The fast, easy way to trim that and file
terrible.
Your nail at the same time.
Ooh, it
just
gives me
the
oh, no!
Seconds, you have a perfect nail.
Is that a
like
joke?
Just like electric emery board, it precisely files each nail for a salon-smooth finish. Dual-sided Roto Clipper uses one side to trim nails and the other
what?
Side to file them. The secret is the durable beveled blades that spin at a powerful 500 RPM
oh,
to
no.
trim...
Oh, that's terrible.
Flawless finish.
That'd be good if you were,
nasty.
Like...
Not anymore. Roto Clipper's removable
oh,
head
if you're, like,
easy
knees
ew.
Are backed
and
bend and you had
so
to, like, just extend
touch.
Your hand and do something
your skin.
To your toes.
It's delicate enough. It won't even damage a
balloon. Sound the balloon
it's
sound.
It's hard to see when you clip your nails, but with Roto Clipper...
Oh, there's a light.
There's a light on it.
Glasses. Clipping your nails is a struggle. Let
battery-operated
Roto Clipper do the work for you. The ergonomic grip fits comfortably in your hand, perfect for arthritis sufferers.
No one has that
I
much
have a
fun.
Hard time bending down. to trim my toenails.
That's what I was just trying to say.
Makes it so
you can't
easy.
Get to your toes.
I have patients coming in all the time to trim their nails. And now with rotoclipper, they can trim their own
like a cat.
Yeah,
no, I have. I've just trimmed people's nails.
For grooms' nails with smooth, even edges. Kids will be chipper when they use rotoclipper.
Cutting my son's nails used to be a battle, but with the rotoclipper, it's so fun. He actually wants to trim his nails.
It's so fun.
Okay, wow. So we got to stop the autoplay. So this brought some things to mind. Okay, so okay, the first thing it brought to mind was like how like is it a struggle to cut kids' nails?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it?
Yeah,
I've never found that.
No, yeah, it's scary to have part of your body lopped off. So nobody wants to get caught.
I could see that
someone else gripping onto your fingers.
I've never felt that. And also it got me depressed because apparently I had no idea. I didn't even think about this. When you get older, it gets hard to cut your nails, your toenails.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I cut someone's nails the other day. She couldn't get down there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Derek, let's think about this.
Yeah.
Like when you're like 80, you can't cut your own toenails.
Yep. Well, I don't know about that. Well, I mean, we'll see, I guess.
I mean, life is over. If I can't cut my own toenails, if I can't, like, namaste, like bend down and do, like, sun salutation and, like, clip the toenails, I don't know if life is worth living anymore.
Wow.
Nope. I showed up. I knocked on the door. She said, "I'm so glad to see you. You don't mind clipping my big toenail, do you? It's ripped, and I can't get down there."
Oh, my God.
What was I going to say?
What getting older is, Derek. And also, if you can't get like Megan to come over and clip your toenails, you have to go to the podiatrist to cut your toenails.
That's what the doctor was saying,
like a
cat.
He gets
a lot of like an animal.
Like
actually.
An animal. like how some people bring their pets to the vet to get their nails clipped.
Right. I do mine.
Niece is going to bring me to like the podiatrist's office to get my nails clipped.
It seems really sad.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
I
see what you're saying.
I don't want to get older. I don't want to get older. It makes me so depressed.
A lot of those daytime ads, they do kind of make you feel a little depressed. Like it's kind of geared to a different audience
it
than
is
us, I guess.
Skewed towards a different audience.
Yeah.
But I did like the beginning of the commercial when the kids screamed. That made me laugh. I watched it. Like I legitimately watched it four times. Can we listen to it one more time?
Okay.
When the kids screamed. It's hilarious.
There it is.
Grip is starting to slip. Handling nail clippers can be tough. Clip too closely and ouch. Easy way to trim and file your nails.
So funny.
Time.
You know what? This actually
this makes me so sad that like someday I'm gonna need the rotoclipper.
But watching this looks like it would kind of skeeze me out a little bit more than just clipping it. Like that's
why?
The idea of grinding something in your nail,
shaving it.
It just seems like
And also if you do file your nails, because my mom has a file nail habit, you go from the outside to the middle and you stop at the middle and you do it that direction for a while, and then you take the file and you do from the other side from the outside to the middle because your nails grow in that direction.
Well, you know
just
what?
Go left, right from the whole way.
You know what? I don't really think you have to worry about it because I read some reviews online and apparently this product is just crap.
Not working out.
Why do they make it like seems like that guy was like in his 40s and he was having a hard time cutting his nails, struggling. I never have really struggled to cut my nails.
I got some recently, I think in the last year. I forget the name. I should know the name of the nail clippers, but I got these really nice
you got nice nail clippers,
really like top-notch nail clippers.
German engineered?
No, I think they're
Swedish engineered.
Megan's gonna get one actually so we can get the name. I think it might be Japanese.
Yeah, of course it's
and
Japanese.
I'm telling you these
it's
these
one of those
things,
countries either German like Sweden or Japan.
Right.
They're good at manufacturing those little tiny machines.
I don't remember where I put it. It's not in its usual spot, so I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Megan, it might be in the cabinet loose somewhere in there. She can hear us.
Is it a nail clipper?
It's a nail clipper.
So it's a little tiny nail clipper. Is it a big nail clipper?
I got a little one and a big one, so you could use it on the toe. Wow, these suckers are good.
Where did you purchase this?
On the Amazon.
Really?
Yeah, I wish I got the name.
Off reviews? Or like, were you just looking for... Were you in the market for a nail clipper?
Well, I had one that was kind of not so great. And then I kept going to CVS and getting whatever's there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard it on another podcast that these guys were talking about. Like, this is the best nail clipper. And I was like, really? I'll give it a shot. Look it up on Amazon. And they are. It is a cut above.
Oh, seriously. Let me tell you, though, I was before I was like organized and was organizing other people's stuff.
Uh-huh.
I kept losing nail clippers, right? And like having to buy new ones.
That's the worst, too.
And then after I started organizing stuff and keeping my stuff in an organized fashion, I found all these nail clippers, right? So now I keep them all together. Yeah. And now I might have like 8 or 9 nail clippers. I don't know what to do with them all.
Well, you know what's good with that is I think there's certain things like nail clippers that you should just like spread out. Like you have one.
Spread out?
I don't know. Have one like in your bag, you know, like your, I guess your purse.
Yeah. Well.
Or bathroom.
I think for a while I was keeping one in my purse.
Yeah.
And then.
Something like that.
Like I took it out for some reason. Yeah. But now I have them all. I have a place where I just keep all the nail stuff.
This is the big one.
Oh, let me take a look at this one. Wow.
Megan got it here.
This looks like a pretty major nail clipper.
Seeky? You could take a look. I was going to say you should try it, but this is the big one. I don't know if you want to try that one.
Seeky.
But you try the little one.
Oh, Seeky.
Okay.
Wow.
Weren't you listening to the Possum Hour and they were talking about it?
Wow.
It was another show. Yeah.
There's good action on this nail clipper.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you could see the sharpness, wow, those suckers are sharp.
They'll get you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just disassembled your entire bathroom.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
How much does a fancy ass nail clipper set you back?
I don't know. I'm going to guess. And this
it's
is
nice
almost a year ago. Isn't it?
I'm going to give it to
Doesn't
you.
Doesn't it feel good in the way it feels?
Yeah.
Solid.
They might be somewhere between like $15 or $25.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Wait a minute. Between $15 and $25. That's a big variation.
Somewhere within there.
Like, could be. What, like $17.99, $19.99?
It could be.
Okay.
It very well could be. Yep.
These are nice. Did you get free shipping, Amazon Prime?
Oh, of course I did.
Of course. Yeah, great. There you go.
There
Thank you for showing me that.
There you go. Go get your nail clippers and and you can forget about the... that's the big one. I don't know if you want to use that one.
Hashtag not sponsored.
That's right.
Secky.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Wow. We should probably... we forgot. We didn't mention... Did we mention we have a guest coming up?
Nope.
We did not.
Drop the ball.
I
dropped the ball like a... Like it was hot. What idiom am I looking for?
Drop it.
The ball, like drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Drop it. Don't know.
Dropping the ball like...
But,
I don't know. We'll think of it during the break, I guess.
But we do have a musical guest, and we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back with Frankie Denal.
Yes.
And we'll be
Very
talking about him.
To chat with him.
Yeah, should be good times.
See what he's up to.
So we'll take
tonight.
A short break, and be right back after this.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Animal Lovers Boutique. Pig teddies. Cat bras.
Animal Lovers Boutique.
Snake garters. Studded dog collars. For mice.
Animal Lovers Boutique. Heavy petting.
Lacy armadillo stockings. Horse panties.
Utterly erotic.
U-D-D-E-R.
Possum corsets. Dolphin bustiers.
Kind of disgusting.
Animal Lovers Boutique.
Cow pasties.
Let's stop talking about this. Animal Lovers Boutique. I'm actually feeling kind of queasy.
Heavy petting.
I'm putting in my 2 weeks' notice. I can't work here anymore.
Animal Lovers Boutique.
Meth brought you forbidden fruits of incest. Bath salts brought you the taboo joys of cannibalism. It's time to step things up a level. The hot new legal high that takes you to places you never imagined and leaves you forever changed. Toilet cleaner. It's time to smoke a real bowl. Available at your local head shop or in case of overzealous local laws, buy it online.
This is
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, it is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
We are back.
Yeah, so we're listening to Butterfly. This is Frankie Dinal. Frankie and Wendy Dinal have been making music together since 1991, and their harmonies are a winning combination, and they kind of have a Beatles-esque kind of sound, and some people might say that they sound like John Lennon, Bob Dylan, and Tom Petty with having their unique style. So this is their song Butterfly. From their first release. So here is Frankie.
Hey, Frankie, welcome to the show. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. Where are you guys located?
Near you.
That's wonderful. Come over for some Starbucks.
Where are you in the area?
Well, in the area. I'm in Raynham, Massachusetts.
Nice.
Oh, I don't think I realized that.
Yeah? We're near. We could have had this, we could have had it in studio with us. With the cats.
Wow. Do you like cats, Frankie?
Oh, yeah, I love cats. I'm looking at one big one right here in front of me.
That's good. We have, I have two big Maine Coons here in studio, and they're always getting in the show.
Nice. We have a rag doll, and it won't get off its butt to do anything.
Oh, that's why they call them the rag doll, huh?
Those are nice cats, too. Yeah,
they're great. You toss something over its head or something, and she just swatted it, but she won't jump up for it or nothing.
That's my kind of cat.
Like, I see it going by. Yeah, all right, I'll swat at it, but it isn't getting to me. That's okay. They're quite the personality.
So, Frankie, tell us about your single that's coming out, Butterfly. We were just listening to it. What inspired it?
Thank you. Well, Butterfly is a nickname for my wife and my harmony. She's the one singing on the song. She's the love of my life. And wasn't always that way with me. It kind of like we broke up after 20 years of marriage, and that song is a restoration love song kind of thing. I'm the breeze that's mentioned in the song, but we wanted it to be able that anybody could own it as far as not putting in a particular name so that everybody could enjoy the song. And it's got a line in there that says, love is what love did when love forgot. And it talks about forgiveness and restoration and reconciliation, all those good things. It's a beautiful love song.
Oh, that's awesome. So you said you and your wife were divorced, now you're married again?
Yes, we are, to each other.
That is awesome.
At the same time.
That is awesome. Yeah.
We like it a lot better now too. It's like, wow, we tried this twice and this one's working.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's an expensive way to do it, but you know, whatever works.
It'd be a terrible love song if it sucked after, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, we don't like this song anymore.
Well, how did you two meet?
Well, we met in church, and it was, if you're familiar with Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, the old comedy.
Yes, yes.
Love Laugh-In.
Yeah, okay. All right, it was an amazing show. I wish they'd bring back stuff like that sometimes. Well, anyway, there's this old dude that used to go walking through the park, and Ruth Buzzy used to be dressed up like an old lady sitting on a park bench, and the old man was always trying to pick up somebody. So he'd go over there and he'd go, and he'd just sit down with her and try to inch in on her.
Oh, yeah.
And every once in a while, he'd just she'd sock him and knock him off the seat with her pocketbook. Well, I kind of came up behind her in the, she was in the front row, and I sat down beside her in a vacant chair in the front row of the church, and I went, and I scooted over to her, and she had never met me before, and she wailed me with a pocketbook, and I went off the seat onto the floor, and the whole church cracked up, and like, didn't know what the heck was going on, because I played it right up and fell on the floor, and yeah, so she fell in love at that point.
Oh, that's great.
That's the way to a woman's heart, though, is through the laughter button.
It's good, yeah. So she.
No, the way to a woman's heart is let her hit you.
Or that.
So she played up the bit. She got you right away, right?
Absolutely. She knew exactly what it was, too. She played right into it.
That's good. I like that. That's funny.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your band, Purpose.
Well, Purpose was used for a long time as I didn't want it to be a Frankie and Wendy show or get the limelight, per se. So I used to try to think of a good name for it. And what's your purpose was a good question. And I said, that's an awesome name. So we were using that name for a long time. And then we put it up on digital distribution through Jeffrey Collins at the time with Famous Records. And he said, well, there's so much purpose out there, you know, or so many names using that or titles with that, we want to put you to the top of the Google search, we're going to change your name to Purpose for Life. And I said, well, it's been a life sentence so far, so it sounds like a good name for me. I said, go ahead and do it. So we changed it to Purpose for Life. And whenever we're going to play out somewhere in a bigger venue, we'll put together a band and do it that way. But we don't have any steady members at this time, and it's just my wife and I. We'll do a lot of the smaller venues that we do and enjoy it just as a duet, you know, until we go into the studio, and then we lay tracks with other musicians.
Nice.
Sounds good, yeah.
Where do you get those other musicians from, typically?
Well, almost every good studio will have a list of people that they can draw from. And sometimes, like, we did a first album was 10 songs, and the second album we did was actually a combination of those 10 and then 3 new ones. So we just put out 13 songs and released that on digital iTunes and Amazon. And that album's called Who Are You? But we found those first 10 songs, we put in a bunch of friends of ours that we were playing with and on the local scene, and they were all talented, so we just used them. And then on the 3-song EP, which Butterfly was part of that making, we hired up Kenny Lewis, that's worked with Stryper in Boston, and Joe Perry from Aerosmith, and an armful of people that he's worked with. And we used his studio, and he brought in the people that he knew. So we'd never met him before. They budgeted mm-hmm. with us and then locked it in. So it became a hit.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good sound. It's,
yeah.
And it is true. Like when I first heard the track Butterfly before reading your bio, and I was like, wow, this is, you know, there is kind of like a Beatle-esque sound. And right away, I thought of John Lennon. You definitely have a familiar sound. But then it was like this kind of unique and different music, which is great.
Yeah, you know, it's good to have other musicians join you. I mean, you can kind of direct it or produce it from the root of where it's going or how it's supposed to be. And then you're subject to actually the way that somebody else may interpret it or their feeling. So it's hard. I mean, we couldn't make it into a country album, but yet we actually got pitched into that with this song. It was familiar enough that it could have gone into that camp, and we said, do it, you know, whatever somebody will enjoy it, then absolutely bring it in. And if somebody wants to rap a track over it, then have at it. I wouldn't hip hop over it, but go ahead, you know. But you know, definitely our roots, I think anybody being honest would have to say we're all mentored or inspired by people. And we draw our source from that. And, I mean, I was brought up around the Beatles and the British Invasion and then people like Bob Dylan and ZZ Top and all of those, you know, classic rockers, you might say. And so then it brought in the Christian arena like Phil Kagi, Barry McGuire, Randy Stonehill, Larry Norman, Phil Kagi, like I said, a great guitarist. So you draw from a lot of people. But my voice and my styling came with a lot of, posted. A lot of people have referred me to the sounds like John Lennon or Bob Dylan. Depends on the mood or the way I wrote the song. I've written a few hundred songs, so there's a lot of choices out there to wrap your head around.
Sure. Do you have like one particular influence that was that you liked growing up or that got you into some music?
I would have to say the Beatles have been at the top of my list.
Yeah,
absolutely. And John Lennon was the as far as I'm concerned, the leader. He was my inspiration for sure. He was radical and he was a wise guy, and he wrote what he thought. You know, it didn't matter. And if it meant losing the Beatles, it was okay. Next page in life, you know, go on without it.
Yeah.
So I give a lot of credit. He had a lot of leadership to him. You know, so.
They're very inspiring.
Oh yeah,
very very inspiring.
And many different generations,
absolutely.
Too.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. So, Frankie, you...
You know what? I was going to say, it's a privilege to be even associated with that element. You know, somebody refers that or alludes that I'm sounding like that at all. It's just like, what a perfect, reference. I mean, thank you very much. Anybody who hears that, then it's props to them also. But it's great company to keep. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't take anything away from me to be associated with that style or that image.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. And you know, like I said, that was the first thing I thought before I even read your bio, and it says that in the bio, and it's very sounds great.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you can hear it and pick up on it, you know, and hopefully it's an attraction to a lot of people, you know. And hopefully a lot of people will love that song too.
So Frankie, you sound like you're from Massachusetts. Are you from Massachusetts?
That's not really fair. When I lived in California, they thought I was from there too. And I could put on the Ohio twang if you want me to, and I could put on the English if you want me to.
Wow!
It all depends on where I'm coming from. Wherever me hanging the hat.
Well, we wanted to ask you.
In Africa.
There you go.
Could have been. We wanted to ask you some proper Boston resident questions. You know, that would true, you know, that would prove you're like, you know, if you were a real Bostonian or, you know, Boston metro area person. Okay. So the first question is, what do you order at Dunkin' Donuts?
The Patriots. Oh, no, that's not the right question. I don't go to Dunkin' Donuts. I go to Starbucks.
He goes to Starbucks,
wow.
Derek.
Wow. That's shocking.
What do you get at the Starbucks?
What's that?
What do you typically get at the Starbucks?
Oh, French roast or Gold Toast or the Italian or the
Gold
Yukon,
Toast?
Pike Peak. I like the darker roast.
Yeah.
These are all roasts. Derek.
You're a serious coffee drinker,
serious.
Aren't you?
That's it. Black, no sugar, no cream, just straight up.
Straight up.
Wow.
That's serious business.
You do like your coffee.
Hey man, it's a good drink. My wife,
when she's walking through the house, she says, "Where's the skunk? Or there's somebody with tobacco or something." It smells like road tar around here. And I'm like, "Yep, keeps me running."
Red line, green line, blue line, or silver line.
Ooh.
Pick one.
Okay. Okay. Red line.
Red line.
Okay.
How do you feel about that, Derek?
Well, I'm gonna say that is the answer is correct.
That answer is correct.
Because I feel like that is the most reliable one, and it covers the most amount of distance in the shortest amount of time.
You know what? That's legit.
And
I'd
it's
say that
also
too.
It's also Boston and Cambridge. Well, Somerville. So.
It's true.
You know,
so that's great.
It comes down from Andover. I think it comes down from Andover, Mass, and then goes all the way to Lakeville too.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Again, it covers the most amount of ground.
Spending a short time in the union of the movies doing like set dressing for like Jennifer Garner, Ricky Gervais, and some of the sets like that with Betty White and whatever, just in the movies. And I was taking the train from up there in up near Andover and up in Lowell area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then bringing it down to Lakeville area. So
yes.
Yeah, it would cut through Brockton and through the center, sure.
It does have the widest, cover the widest area.
I think
it?
So, yeah.
I think it's the best.
I think it does, yeah.
Okay. Do you eat the Boston brown bread, or as we call it, the canned bread?
Oh.
I think I did when I was living on the side of the road one time, and somebody threw it out the window.
Oh, what?
But then somebody let me live with them, so I was off that menu.
Okay. We tried it on the show, and we didn't really like it that much.
Just eating canned bread on,
well,
off the road.
Why, that's why I said I ate it when I was homeless.
Oh. Yeah, it's not that tasty. Yeah.
Can't tell if he's telling
no,
a joke.
No, I don't like beans very much either.
Oh, no beans. No beans for him.
Well, the beans in the can are better. You're better off with that than the bread.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right.
I hate when I have beans in my can.
All right. Here's another true Bostonian question. Be honest. Do you use your turn signal when driving?
Absolutely not. I've had a DUI, so I haven't driven since 08.
Okay.
Wow.
And it looks really straight when I'm running down the road waving my hands in certain directions.
Not applicable. Okay.
No, not at all. I yell out the window at people, though.
I do, too. All right, last question. Last Bostonian question.
There we go. That's good.
Even if you don't drink, and I don't know if you do, everybody knows, what is the proper term for the liquor store?
The packy.
Yes, very good.
Yes, they're my best friend.
The packy.
The packy.
Kay texted that.
This absolute truth here. I used to give directions by identifying where packet stores were, wherever I was, in whatever town I was. I worked all over the state. And I said, you know where that packet store is down in that corner? Well, you take a right there. You know, and if you see the packet store, you go another 3 miles past that packet store. I had them all pegged, every one of them. I knew where they
yeah.
all were.
You know, it's funny when you're in a different part of the world, or just say like New York, for example, and I was in college and you're talking about package store, and they're like, what the heck is a package store? What are you talking about? Like, they have no idea what that is. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, absolutely. When I lived out in the Midwest, you'd say you want a soda, and they looked at you like you want bacon soda? What's a soda?
Yeah.
It's
a pop?
They call it a pop.
Yeah.
Out there, yeah. I says, I'll pop you. Give me that drink.
Gotta have a pop.
We did an interview with, over in the UK, and somebody is saying, hey, Frankie Donnelly, sounds like he's from the New Jersey Shores of the Mafioso. We're just going to call him Frankie from now on. I said, okay. I said, don't tell the family up in Boston that.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
That's them fighting words.
Got it. The Irish in me, you know, going to come out.
That's right.
There you go.
So you got to need.
It can't be fooled by the name. The name isn't an accurate name. So we come from Durkins, and I also come from Taylor's. So.
Oh,
yeah.
You're full on.
Full on both sides. We got the English against the Irish, and they end up getting married in my grandparents, and I'm like, how do you fight that now? We're going to slap who across the table, you know?
Full on. All right, Frankie, you got some exciting shows coming up, or what you got
going
on?
Yeah, what's new for you coming up?
Well, the most exciting thing right now has been getting signed to the label, releasing this song, and watching the label develop and see what we're going to be doing. We do a jail ministry, and go in there and visit the kids. They're under 18, waiting for sentencing or release or whatever, and we try to change people's hearts. Not doing scheduling any shows unless they start coming in, because we wanted to see if we were going to tour with the label with the other artists that we're going to be coming up with, mm-hmm. And then to do another recording. So we're kind of like in limbo, so I didn't want to fill the calendar at this point. I said, let the radio do the talking for us and these interviews, and let's build a fan base that way. And then we'll know which way we want to hit it.
Yeah, see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you ever come over by the Johnny D's. Yeah. Wait, is that closing?
I thought I heard that's true. Yeah, I don't know. What kind of places?
That's the kind I do a lot of, yeah. I do a lot of those kind of shows where they're closing.
Yeah. Oh. What is some, like, have you had any, like, Boston area ones?
No. No, we're more on the South Shore, down around New Bedford and Dartmouth, Plymouth area.
Gotcha.
And around the Providence area and down the Cape. We played down in the Hyannis area, down the Cape, Lakeville, and, you know, some of the clubs around this area, but not really up into the Boston. Again, We created the music with a band, and then we would do a couple of concerts over the years. But then after a while, being honest with you, if you play to the same people all the time, a lot of times we need something new. So we're trying to go with more like a global attack now and put it out there and see who wants to see us over that way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And break out of our box, you might say.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds good. Yeah,
exactly.
Definitely.
Well, Frankie, tell the listeners where they can connect with you online and hear your music.
Well, shineonrecords.com. They'll be able to follow us there. And purposeforlifeband.com. And then you can get us on iTunes, Amazon, and all your outlets like that. And we're on Facebook, Frankie, F-R-A-N-K-I, Denull, D-E-N-N-U-L-L, on Facebook, and then on SoundCloud and Twitter. So there's a few ideas.
Nice.
That's good.
You can like him on Facebook.
There
Just
you go.
Press the button an odd amount of times. As long as you're pressing an odd amount of times, it's all good.
Yeah, it's fun. Well, you know, you can keep clicking.
I could Skype now too.
You can Skype now too.
Oh, wow, it's like
wow.
The future.
Welcome to 2012.
Yeah, they give Frankie Denull with the number one on it.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Who got the one without the one?
Yeah, I know.
I always wonder that.
Who's that,
you know?
Frankie Denull?
Gee, that's tough.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get dressed up for the Skype, though.
Oh, not me.
You don't put your makeup on for the Skype.
Oh no! I don't even get dressed. No. I just give him the head. You know, from the head up.
All right. Well, you know, you could be undressed or in your pajamas,
pantless,
taking the Skype. Yep. You never know. It's all good with Frankie Denull.
That's right. All right. Good.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Yeah, well, I've been really having a good time. We have to end this sometime, but until then, you know.
Yeah.
I develop a friend. This is amazing.
We try to have fun here on the show.
Yeah. I mean, fun's the best thing you can have, I think, in some ways.
Go ahead, Derek.
Oh,
sorry.
I was just going to say, like, you know, do keep in touch. Let us know, you know, how the album goes and things like that.
I definitely will. Thank you.
Yeah, and let us know if you're going to be around the Boston area performing. We'll come out and see you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, call me up and I'll go do a gig for you.
Nice.
I'll do house parties.
Oh, house parties. Oh, good times.
All right, we're going to hire him for our next party, Derek.
All right.
All right, Frankie.
All right, there you go. Yeah.
All right, enjoy the rest of your weekend, Frankie. Thanks for chatting with us.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Bye,
take
Frank.
Care. All right, bye-bye.
Hey, everybody, that was Frank Denali. Did I say his name right there just now?
No, I think it's without
Frank
the
Denal.
Denal. Yeah, that's
what am I doing?
You were playing into what he was saying there.
I was. What is going on?
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. Who do I think I am? Anyway, we are going to take a quick break. And after the break, we're going to do the weird news. Yeah,
yeah, that
all
sounds
right.
good.
And we're going to do a little pre-Thanksgiving action with the... I don't know if we're going to have time to do everything. I'm just really getting so.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah. All right.
I think we got time.
All right, quickie break.
Okay, we'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
This is the Derek and K Show. If you're like me, you work hard, refuse to wash your hands, and slather your sandwiches in mayonnaise. But after busting your hump from 9 to till the job is done, the last thing you want is some weak, flavorless mayonnaise quitting on you right when it's eating time. That's why you need Flavonaise, the flavored mayonnaise. These ain't your mama's flavored mayonnaises. With 13 hard-driving, uncompromising flavors like single malt whiskey, tobacco, pork rind, leather, motor oil, raw alligator, and dirt, Flavonaise will grab your taste buds by the taste balls and won't let go until your mouth is destroyed. In a good way. You work hard for a living. Shouldn't your mayonnaise work just as hard? Pencils down, it should. So do yourself a favor and a flavor and pick up a can of Flavonaise today. Also, you should try their new flavors. Sweat, Stripper, and Watermelon Blast. It's sweet, but not too sweet. Now, back to work.
This Monday, catch the season 6 premiere of Farting with the Stars. And this season, we've got our most star-studded cast ever. See Helen Hunt, Jim Caviezel, Leonard Nimoy, the guy from that one medical show, and the girl from that movie with the guy from Scrubs. It's gonna be big, it's gonna be hot, and it's not gonna smell good. It's Farting with the Stars, where the only thing louder will be the roar of the crowd. Monday at... Monday at 7. Be there. Celebrity Farts Impersonated.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional show on the radio today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Yo, this is the Derek and Kay Show. We are back. It's Thanksgiving. Yeah. And we are going to have a good time.
It is Thanksgiving.
Or Friendsgiving, however you like to celebrate.
Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yes. Fun interview.
Yes.
A lot of Boston questions. Sorry, I didn't do this having questions for strangers, but I had so many Boston questions that it overshadowed it.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was kind of local. That was was a cool thing. I didn't know.
Yeah. I went in knowing that, and I was like, we're going to have fun doing the local questions.
Always a good thing.
Anyway, Sarah wants us to watch this video. I don't know what it is. She sent it to me twice.
Okay. So, you put it in the chat room.
Yeah, I put it in the chat room.
I could pull it over here. Okay. Hopefully it's all right. All right.
So apparently we're going to watch this now.
Put this in place of the Roto Clipper.
Of the Roto Clipper. We don't even know what we're going to watch. Bryan Cranston's grown man boy band.
But eventually boy bands grow up into man bands with a whole new set of problems and totally different ways to love you. Here to perform their brand new single, I Can't Be Your Boy Because I'm a Grown Man. Please welcome Men Not Boys.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Wow. Oh my gosh, is that Reggie Watts with the hair on the right? That's got to be Reggie Watts. Yep.
Hey, girl. Now, I know you've been with boys before, but now you're all done with that. You need someone who's going to be there for you, someone who's going to stand up for you. Someone who still doesn't believe in ATMs or emojis.
Yeah.
You need a grown man.
Woo! I'll rotate your tires while you spin round my mind. You're the best choice that I ever made since the mortgage that I signed.
Your name is on my heart and written in my will. Don't need a prescription, baby, 'cause you're my little blueprint.
Oh boy.
I can drive you home in a badass snowstorm. Yeah. I like my phone faults the largest size. You're like my phone faults easy on the eyes.
My credit is great, and you think that's all.
Okay, this is really it's good. I don't think we can listen to the whole thing, but thank you, Sarah.
Long. We're about thank now you're halfway much. Through. Yeah, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, that's great stuff. We love some Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, we got to get on with the show.
Thank you.
All right, it's time for Derek's very weird news.
Derek Kalish.
I got Derek's weird news.
Nice. All right. Thank you. The first story comes to us from Ohio. A woman reunited with her dog that vanished 7 years ago in Ohio.
What?
Yeah.
How old is the dog?
Well, the Tennessee resident reunited with her dog that was disappeared for 7 years from her old home in Ohio said she can't even describe how happy she is to see their pet again. Mishka was a 3-year-old pup. When she vanished from her backyard home in Hamilton, but has been since identified with a microchip implanted under her skin of the small dog, described as part terrier. She said she never gave up hope that someday she might see her beloved pet again. And it was on Tuesday that she was reunited at the Animal Friends Humanity Society of Hamilton, about 30 miles north of Cincinnati. And that's what's happening in Ohio.
Wow, that's really incredible. I mean, dogs...
Isn't that a good story?
I hope it was a small dog, because big dogs don't live as long as small dogs. You know what
big
I mean?
Big dogs don't?
No, they don't.
Well, terrier, I'm guessing
7 years
smaller.
Between contact is a long... That's a big chunk of a dog's life.
Yeah, that's a long time.
I mean, wow.
Just in time for the holidays.
Yeah, that's a very heartwarming story. That's a feel good.
Doesn't it feel good?
I thought it was a feel good story.
Yeah.
By the way,
yes?
Something. I don't like these.
What's wrong? Do you normally like those, or are you not liking those tonight?
I think that I used to like these when I was a kid, and I got back. I was like, I opened these, and I was like, oh, these are going to be great.
They're just like Cheez-Its, but they're fish shaped.
You know what? That's what I thought they were.
No?
They don't taste as good as Cheez-Its, man. I'm really disappointed.
Do you like other, you know, they have tons of flavors. You can get all those in
different
kinds of flavors.
I know, they have tons of flavors, but apparently you can get your picture on... a goldfish bag.
Okay.
You can customize your own goldfish bag.
You can get that order.
Your photo, your message, your favorite goldfish colors on your goldfish. If you really love goldfish, I guess you can get... How much is that? How much is a custom goldfish bag? Let's find out.
Okay. Just going to look it up there on the interwebs.
Let's see. Get your own goldfish bag, goldfish my way. Nope. Here we go. Let's go to the Pepperidge Farm website. Let's see our products. This is not going fast enough for the show. Wait a minute. Goldfishmyway.com. Here we go. I'm going to go there. Get it. Goldfishmyway.com.
Take a spin now.
Are you kidding me?
Techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Yeah.
Could not load. Type pepperidgefarm.com corporate website goldfish my way. Hold on. Let's try again. www.goldfishmyway.com. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's dud.
You're fishy. You're being fishy.
I guess that didn't go very well. Wait a minute. Wait. No.
I'm just thinking it's a little fishy.
Wait, affiliate program?
Wow. That's when you get the Derek and Kay show.
It's dead.
No.
It's dead. You can't do that anymore. How old is this bag of goldfish, Derek?
Retainer I just found.
Oh no,
you're going through the bathroom stuff there. It's really scary.
Wait a minute, is this an old bag of goldfish?
Hey, there's a yo-yo.
Oh no, it says sell by like 116, so this is not,
this hasn't,
wow, that's a,
well, thank you. Wow, that's some serious stuff.
I don't know what's going on.
That's a real, Megan's going through the bathroom.
Okay,
which is going to be a real project. Okay.
Oh wait, it's an affiliate thing. Oh sorry, this is like commercial going on. You can do your Goldfish My Way. Personalized treats from Goldfish My Way. Uh-oh.
Hi, I'm Sharon of Momfluential, and I've teamed up with Pepperidge Farm Goldfish to show you a special personalized treat that I've made for my son and his classmates to celebrate their preschool graduation.
This music using something else.
This is the free YouTube music.
My son Leo is graduating from preschool today. To show our little guy how proud we are of him, I created special treats just for him and his friends at Goldfish.
Okay, but if you go to goldfishmyway.com, it's done. Oh, this is from 2013. But you would think that they would change this bag. This is a new bag,
That's
right?
That's an old bag.
For real?
That's what she said.
And it expires in 2016, though. I ate old. This is old.
No, what does it say?
It says sell by 1/13/16.
No, it's fine. This is not old.
Why is the Goldfish My Way out of date?
This is. Let me give it a sample here.
They don't taste great.
No, it's good.
You think it's good?
Yeah.
All right. I know that was going off the rails there. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I think you can only do like affiliate stuff. I don't know.
Maybe it's just not open to the public. I don't know.
I don't know. It should be. They said go to goldfishmyway.com, and I went there and I couldn't get there. Frustrating.
All right.
What next story?
All right. Thank you. This one comes to us from Florida. The condo board wants pet DNA to track down poopers. Some Florida condo owners are steaming after their homeowners association asked them to submit their dog's DNA in order to find owners who don't pick up after their pets. Harbor Landing residents said they received a letter last week, and some feel it's an invasion of privacy. The letter has asked residents to register their dog and cats with the association through a DNA test, citing a significant increase in the amount of animal feces found through the property recently, including their inside the elevators.
No.
Pet owners would have to pay for the DNA test, and it's not clear whether they're going to go through with this. And that's what's happening in Florida.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess people are...
For their odor was baking soda. Today, new Arm & Hammer Double Duty even eliminates feces odor.
Oh, one feces.
One may control urine odor, but what about feces?
What about feces?
I think they're just trying to find the poopetrator.
Great. You know, sorry, I thought I had just a clip that said, just isolated, like, what about feces?
What about feces? That would be good.
I mean, are they just going to end up now on the Maury show with the DNA test?
I could see that, right?
You're not the pooper!
Your dog pooped in the elevator.
When it comes to three-year-old... When it comes to three-year-old Rover in the poop in front of the garden, DNA test results reveal you are the pooper. This the second time Maury's been mentioned this week in the show.
That's pretty good. You know,
Maury Povich just making millions of dollars just reading DNA test results
and
lie detector results.
What place is a dog like taking a poop in an elevator? That's bad. That's bad times.
That's a really bad for ownership.
I have a hard time with that one.
Yeah. I just searched my iTunes library for the word feces, by the way. That's as real as it gets right now.
That's pretty solid, so to speak. All right, moving right along.
This is my life.
Yep.
Yep.
That's how it works on the show.
Searching for songs with the word feces in it.
It is the Derek and Kay Show. Whoa, oops. Periscope down. All right. Next story. This one comes to us from Florida. Another Florida weird news story. A lot of weird news comes from Florida. SUV driven through a glass door stolen off the showroom floor. Authorities have arrested a man that they say stole two big screen TVs at a Honda dealership in Central Florida, loaded them into the SUV on the showroom floor, and drove through the double glass doors and attempted a getaway.
Wow.
Local police say he's 46-year-old. He crashed another vehicle before jumping out of the SUV, and police found the SUV parked outside a nearby subdivision. Authorities said he appeared to be intoxicated. He's facing six charges and grand theft of an estimated $20,000 in commercial burglary. And that's what's happening in Florida.
Commercial what?
Burglary. Did I get it right?
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, you okay. were good. Do you think it was
there he goes.
Was the dealership, was it the car dealership tube man?
Was, say what?
Was
sorry.
It the car dealership tube man? Getting away.
Oh, the tube
driving
man.
Away, yeah.
Wait, I love that ad. And
funniest ad ever.
I wish I was able to take a picture. I was driving somewhere, and I saw the exact same tube guy.
Oh, you did?
On a car lot.
It's the best.
Because it had that same smile.
Yes.
Smiley face.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. It's the funniest commercial. They have the greatest advertising execs there.
It's really good.
Oh, so great. So if you don't know what we're talking about, listen to last week's show. Sorry. You got to keep up.
Oh, look. What's going on?
What's all that noise?
I'm not sure. I think Megan's going through stuff in the bathroom, which
oh, okay.
which hasn't been done in a good 8 years.
What's
probably,
she doing?
So I'm not sure.
Is she she's organizing the bathroom?
Maybe throwing out a lot of stuff, probably, I'm hoping. She can hear us in there, but we can't hear her.
Why aren't you doing that?
There's a lot of crap. Well, I'm doing a podcast right now, so
but,
that's
I mean,
why I'm
like
not doing it.
In general.
Well, I'm a very busy person, Kay. I mean,
who's
I've got
time
I've got
to
a,
clean the bathroom?
Well, not that. I mean, I clean, you know, uh-huh. but I'm not, as far as like, there's crap in there that hasn't been gone through in years.
Well, maybe you need to hire a professional organizer. Huh?
What was that?
What was that? We need a mic in the bathroom. Oh, here she comes. Here she comes. Here she comes.
Oh, she's got the report of what's in the bathroom. Bathroom
right.
report.
So there's a lot of old medicine from the early 2000s.
Old medicine. Wow.
So I threw that out.
That's there's probably a good call.
Leaking bottles of varieties of
really?
Soap
Ew.
And face wash Ew. And makeup remover. Have you been wearing makeup?
Oh, makeup.
Not that I know of. Yeah.
What variety of makeup remover,
like,
by the way?
Oh, do you want it?
No, I don't want it. No, I certainly
really
don't want it.
Sure.
It's like eye makeup remover.
Because those things expire. When? What brand? Do you remember?
Drugstore
or high end?
I don't know. Something oily that got all over
oh,
everything.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible.
It only gets it off if it's oily.
Right.
That's my modus operandi.
A lot of that stuff. The most interesting thing was an old set of retainers.
Ew.
Wow.
Were they yours?
I don't even remember.
Did you ever have retainers?
Guard. Yeah. I had a mouth. I did have a mouth guard.
Yeah. It's a little red top retainer and a little
Ew.
White bottom retainer.
Okay. Right.
That must have been colors. Yours. It was covered with eye makeup remover.
Ew.
Don't want to put that in your mouth.
Ew.
All right. So probably don't need that. Probably can't even use that, I'm guessing, right?
You could sanitize it.
I'm throwing out some stuff and cleaning. And there's a lot of space,
that.
Especially if you want to get rid of that old shower curtain.
We could toss that. Okay. That can totally go in the trash.
Great. When is I'm that from?
That's from when I first moved in here.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Oh, good. That'll give us
well,
back
you.
A whole quarter of
yeah,
the
I know. I don't know why that's in there. But
I love
but,
cleaning things out. It's so satisfying.
It is very satisfying.
And you know what? I think at this point you could probably I think there's an old toilet seat in there that could be
oh,
chucked.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Oh,
it's like stainless
the clear?
That's the original one.
Wait,
and,
the stainless steel one?
We could chuck that. Yeah.
Oh, you don't want that?
All right. We're doing a show. So oh, let's no, but thanks for
the
update.
I'm going to go back to the bathroom.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for the update.
Thank you for doing that. That's really great.
Wow.
Okay.
I make her remover.
I didn't even know I had
oily.
That in there.
You know?
Okay.
I guess if I was here and I needed to like get removed real quick, I guess I could.
You never know. Yeah, you could just take
it
out.
I bet it's expired.
Though. Oh, I'm sure it's. I didn't even know I had that. Okay.
Stuff expires. Everything expires.
Let's just go. Let maybe just do one more here.
Okay.
because the police are coming, it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, they're coming. They're coming for us.
You hear that?
You could probably, Mike could probably pick it up. City Living.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
How about this next and last story on the weird news? I didn't read this whole one, so bear with me here. Florida woman falls asleep in a grease dumpster. Fort Myers Beach.
A grease dumpster?
Yeah, I don't understand this.
Like we go together.
Not
like
that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They tend to attract some unusual characters, especially after.
Or like grease, like Greek yogurt dumpster. A grease dumpster.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah. No, that's not the case here.
No, not that either?
Not the case.
Okay.
This happened early Saturday morning.
I don't want the Saturday.
No, it doesn't happen during the weird news.
Does it?
No, it doesn't. I'm never going to get through the story.
Sabotaging the story every
You know, she was drunk and disorderly. it was just slightly before 2 a.m. Before the officers removed her. A deputy locked her up, and that's what's happening in Florida.
I don't understand what happened to this story because I was, first of all, I derailed it by like saying with all the grease jokes, and then I really don't understand what she was doing in there.
Yeah, just you know, it doesn't say.
Do you mean by she complains dumpster? What does that mean?
I'm not sure. I really, you know, some restaurants they have maybe that's where they dump the you know, the leftovers,
the oil that they use.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Yeah, what happens to that?
I don't know.
I never found out.
I guess that someone's sleeping in there. She flipped off the police officer and...
Did she get away? She can't. If she's in the grease dumpster, she just slip and slide all over the place.
That's right, yeah. I guess she was getting a little bit aggressive. They warned her that she was going to get tased. And then... And she did. So she got locked up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
weird, right?
It's very weird.
That's very weird.
Yes.
And I guess
more weird is there's a grease dumpster that actually exists.
I don't know what this grease dumpster. There's a dumpster in the back of our building here that really
gotta look it up now.
You're gonna look up grease dumpster.
Yeah. Oh, grease dumpster. That was the first thing I said. Images, outdoor cooking, oil dumpsters, and grease handling. I guess this is a thing. No,
grease
it's a
handling.
Thing. It's like in. It's a thing. There's a thing, and there's like, ew, but the inside of it looks so gross, nasty.
Like, why would you take a nap in there?
I don't know. It's really gross. So you learn something new every show, and I learned today that there's a dumpster just for grease.
All right.
Not the musical or the country.
No, that is the weird news. I'm going to throw this one off over here.
There's a picture of a woman here in the images. This might be this woman. Yes, this is this woman who fell asleep in the grease dumpster in Florida.
Oh, yeah. You got an image of her. Yeah.
She's got a just, I know, shocker, neck tattoo. So there's that. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
And I don't think we have time to get into the hot topics, but we definitely have time to talk about Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Because we will like Thanksgiving. I actually have a video for you, too.
Oh, really?
It's not Thanksgiving.
Okay. It's something.
But, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll put the hot topics in the Tupperware, and when we'll get back to the show. We'll do a quick wrap-up.
And Thanksgiving talk.
All right.
All right. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned. Not a world gone missing. Plus all our CO2 emissions equals degradation, waste and shifts and mass extinctions. Oh no. But maybe we can change, we sure can't stay the same, cause life's a foolish, foolish game.
This is the Derek and K Show. Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people, and it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila!
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Welcome back to the Derek and Kay Show, hosted by Derek and Kay, but you probably already assumed that.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Welcome back to the show.
Tequila.
Tequila.
That's good stuff, I guess.
So we're going to do a quick wrap up of the show. By the way, did you read this article about that woman who fell asleep in the grease dumpster? She like was saying that she was saying, go F yourself.
Yeah. And she's flicking off the police officer.
She said she was going to cut them up.
Oh, I didn't see that part. They just said that she's going to taser, and they did.
Oh, she said she was covered in grease with a shirt on and her pants down. And
oh, yeah, no pants. Yeah. That's right. I forgot to mention that detail. No pants.
No pants.
Yeah.
So that's embarrassing.
That is kind of embarrassing.
Pull up your pants.
Pull up your pants. Anyway, it's almost Thanksgiving, and I am kind of in a bind because it's almost the end of my work week, you know, because today I worked a little bit and yesterday I definitely worked, and like tomorrow I have to work during the day, and then I'm leaving town on Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
And I haven't packed like anything.
Oh no.
I just like panicking.
That's going to come up quick.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow's Monday and then it's Tuesday.
Tomorrow is Monday and I like my suit, the suitcase is out and uh-huh. Like the beauty products are packed.
That's
but
a
no,
start.
But no clothes.
That's good. And then there's Wednesday, and then Thursday
is Thanksgiving. Yes. So, but I'm very excited to be home for Thanksgiving.
That'll be
and
great.
Having a great time. We're gonna get on the JetBlue at 6 a.m. on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I'm very nervous about. I need to take the Ativan.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing.
In order to get on the flight.
And
it's only an hour, but it makes me so nervous.
This gets you excited though, right?
Yeah.
When you hear this?
No, it doesn't. It makes me nervous. I do cry on takeoff sometimes, still even, but, you know, I'm hoping it's going to be okay. I'm going to be flying with, you know, my mother-in-law and my husband. Huh. Speaking of that, tomorrow's our one-year anniversary.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Still like each other okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to...
That's good.
I think we're going to go to the...
Nice.
I just told everywhere where we're going to be tomorrow.
Okay. I won't be there. Uh-oh. Wow.
Sometime. Huh. But yeah, we're going to celebrate and we're going to have some fun. So
That sounds really great.
So what are your Thanksgiving plans?
Well, we're going to be heading to Western Mass.
Wow.
And
when are you going there?
On Wednesday.
The busiest travel day of the year?
Midday. Okay. Early afternoon Wednesday.
Awesome.
So hopefully we're going to have a little bit of a head start, I'm hoping.
I don't think
it's going to be a breeze, though.
I don't think so either.
And I really enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday with the family because we have games. You know, we all make a dish too. It's just really exciting.
What are the foods? Wait, this is a 2-hour show?
Don't tell them that. We can end it whenever.
Oh,
we
okay.
Want.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah. Let's. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
We're doing the recap, and then.
Then that's. Yeah, sorry, we got like 6 minutes left.
We've got. We'll end it when we end it.
We
got a cauliflower cheese pie. Is our main dish?
Nice. I like the idea of that. What is this?
It's one of my pens there.
Oh, okay, yeah. I just want to mess with it.
Okay.
Cauliflower cheese pie.
I'll be making the Red Bones recipe corn pudding.
The corn pudding
and a key lime pie.
Nice.
So I got the little south. Coming in there.
I haven't had that corn pudding in a long time.
Oh, it's good.
It's so good.
And I don't know. I think there's going to be like a beet salad or something.
Beet salad.
Roasted vegetables.
Does that have any kind of
turkey
cheese in it?
Goat cheese.
Yeah.
And
I like that.
And then
beet and goat cheese is a good. It's a magical,
it's good, right?
It's
magical
combination.
My uncle was trying to do feta, and I was like, "Don't you mean goat cheese?
Goat
like
cheese.
that's where you want to go.
Where it's at." You guys doing any stuffing?
There will be stuffing, both meat and veggie.
Wait,
and
there's meat stuffing at your house?
Oh,
too?
There's a turkey. Yeah, there's a turkey.
But not meat stuffing made of meat, right?
No, it's just another kind of stuffing.
Okay, yeah, that's what Tom's family used to do.
What's that?
Meat stuffing, but it was like meat. It wasn't bread stuffing.
Oh, I don't know
like
anything about that.
They stuffed the meat inside the turkey.
Ooh, I don't know about that. This is just stuffing that was maybe in the bird.
Yeah, no. This is a different animal, like meat stuffing. Okay. And I always thought, I saw it for the first time and I was like, what? Because, you know, when I think of stuffing, I think of like bread stuffing.
Uh-huh.
And maybe it's stuffed inside the turkey. Maybe it's not. You know, maybe you cooked it outside the turkey. But like, this was like legit meat stuffing. Like there was nothing in there but like ground meat.
Hmm.
Thought it was
I
weird.
Don't know anything about that. Never seen that before. Wouldn't know as a lifelong vegetarian.
There you go. Welcome Getting for USA in the chat room.
Oh, and Getting for USA also in the chat room from the Possum Hour.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah. Hello there. Thank you for tuning in.
Says, I want a pet bird.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure. Oh, pet bird, like a turkey.
How long are you staying up in the Western Mass for?
We'll be there so Wednesday to Saturday.
I don't want this Saturday to end.
I am also leaving on Saturday.
Okay.
I don't want any of that madness, like Sunday travel.
No.
I mean, that's insane. That's insane.
So we'll be doing a show again
on
Sunday.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's cool.
It's craziness.
We can talk about more Thanksgiving.
No weeks off.
I do. No weeks off?
No weeks off.
What do you mean?
For Thanksgiving. No weeks off for the holidays. We're just going straight through.
Not like, oh, for the show.
Yeah,
I see
what
you're saying. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Sunday.
Weeks off. Sunday. Yeah. We don't have a show off.
And by the way,
mm-hmm.
I think with the passing of the Thanksgiving holiday,
mm-hmm.
we are now closing the season of pumpkin everything.
Okay.
And entering Minter.
Oh, Minter. I like that. That's true.
Minter.
Yeah, that is going to, it's going to hit us hard too.
Minter is superior to pumpkin everything, mm-hmm. but are you ready for Minter? What are your favorite Minter things?
Yes and no. Whoops.
I love a good peppermint mocha from the Bucks of Star.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is good. Some chocolates. I think there's always some I like.
Oh, like the peppermint bark?
Yeah, that's good.
I like that. I like, and I like to, you can't have this, but I like to work the peppermint marshmallows with the hot chocolates.
Okay.
Those are good.
Hot topics.
Hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I have a drink? We can have peppermint hot chocolate. You can just put some peppermint
in there. That's good. That's good. We can have peppermint martinis.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
That could
the
be
holiday
good.
Martinis.
I do like that.
What do I call it? It was like with creme de menthe, cranberry juice. I almost said cranberry sauce, but that's not what you put in there. And vodka.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then you put a little peppermint stick inside there, like a little like either like a little peppermint candy or like a little candy cane,
candy cane
cocktail.
Yes. You got me hooked on that.
Those are so good. We're going to have
nice, classy.
You know what? Maybe next week's show.
Kick it off.
We'll kick that off.
Holiday season. That I like the holiday season.
Will Santa Claus return? Because after Thanksgiving, that's when it starts really getting ramped up.
Yeah.
Because Santa, I know there's Santa's a lot of talk about guest.
Santa. He gets a little he gets a little heavy on the bottle though.
Yeah, he does.
Santa.
Yeah.
But I know he's got a lot of fans, and it's kind of popular at time of year. So
I mean,
yeah,
Santa,
I'm sure
Santa gets on he's on the Thanksgiving Day parade like right at the end, you know. So he kicks it off.
I see.
So I think we could have a visit from Santa to kick it all off. What do you think?
That could certainly that could certainly happen.
Holiday season kickoff show.
We could we could see if he's available.
Okay.
He's pretty busy, you know, ramping up.
I know, he's really busy.
I'm sure we're going to get him on the show.
Do, 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 do.
It's coming.
Perfect pitch.
You nailed it. Yeah. Yep. All Santa right. Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping and no, when you're not.
That's not creepy, right?
I love Santa Claus, and Eve loves Santa Claus too, probably even more than me.
You ask about him, you know, all through the year.
I know he loves Santa Claus.
Maybe we should have reached out to him, check out how he's doing, like in the summertime.
We can check it out,
just like vacationing or something like that.
All right. Well, I think we got to end the show now.
Okay, probably about that time.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, everybody out there who's listening, have a safe and happy, peaceful Thanksgiving holiday. Safe travels.
Yes.
Have wonderful meals with your friends. And lastly, wash your hands.
Before and after eating,
before
too.
And after eating.
Both cases, I think that's a good thing.
And don't eat too much. Save a little room for dessert.
Yeah. Eat responsibly.
That's and drink good. Responsibly.
And also, yes.
And don't drink and drive.
Nope, that's bad.
Just watch TV.
Yeah.
That's
Hang
all
low.
You have to do.
Or do what I do is when you have a lot of food, a lot of drink, you just get on the floor. That's kind of how I work.
You just get on the floor?
Yeah, you just get on the floor for about an hour. And then everything's great. Then we're playing games.
I go upstairs.
Happens every year.
I do an Irish goodbye and I disappear. They don't see me until the next day. Yeah.
Okay.
They don't see me till the next day.
Wow.
I go, oh man, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. I'm out.
Thanks for listening, RJ right. Gumby.
Thanks for listening.
Getting
Thanks for
for
being
USA in the chat room.
And we will see you next week.
And thank you to our guest. Frankie
Frankie
Dinal.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Hard. I hope he has a happy Thanksgiving as well.
Yes.
In the Massachusetts.
See you next Sunday.
All right, guys. See ya.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Hooray! I ate all the Pringles.